I was just reading a chapter about guilt in Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill. And you know, guilt is really something that we all have from time to time. Sometimes something that we did so bad that it just hovers over us forever. And you know, we got to get rid of that guilt. And then other times, guilt literally is just that little voice that our conscience that's just speaking into us. And maybe we did something and we weren't nice, or maybe we didn't really do anything. But I want to share with you a little bit from the chapter in the Positive Thinking book. All right, so to get rid of that guilt feeling, get into action. Sometimes people get caught in a web of wrongdoing, and they seem to be unable to free themselves from it, for they give up trying, and then they become more and more entangled until finally, it takes an almost earth-shaking experience to set them free. Such was the case with Jim Voss. Jim Voss is the man who literally owes his life to his decision to say, "I will." And yet this decision came quite late in life. For a good many years, Jim had been running head-on into the commandments. He seemed to be trying to violate them all one by one. And the first time he broke the injunction, "Thou shalt not steal," it was in college. One day he sold $92.74 and he went to the airport, bought a ticket, and he headed to Florida. A little later, he stole again, this time in an armed robbery. He was caught and put in jail. Shortly, therefore, he was granted amnesty so that he could join the army. Yet even in the army, he got in trouble. He got court-martialed, and it read, "For diverting government property to private use." And so it went. Jim Voss, his career kept sliding downhill. The more often he did wrong, the more guilt he felt. Guilt leads to guilt, as well as lies and deception to hide it. Now, Jim didn't consciously feel more guilty because his conscious sense of guilt had become deadened. But not so with his subconscious mind, for that's where the guilt feeling accumulated without Jim even realizing it. And as the instances you often read of in the newspaper, it took an earth-shaking experience to awaken him. Now, Voss was eventually released from the army. He married and moved to California, where he set up an electronics consultant business. One day, a man known as Andy came to Jim and outlined a big idea for beating the races with an electronic device. Now, within weeks, Jim was deeply involved with the underworld, and he was driving a $9,000 car. You know, this is from an old book, right? Because a $9,000 car is a great car in this day and time. And he had a fine home in the suburbs. He had more business than he could even handle. Now, one day, Jim had an arrangement with his wife, and she wanted to know where all the money was coming from, and he wouldn't say. So she started to cry. Jim couldn't stand to see his wife cry because he loved her. Jim's conscience began to bother him. Because he wanted to humor her, he suggested a ride out to the beach. And on the way, they got caught in a traffic jam. Hundreds of cars were pouring into a parking lot. "Oh, look, Jim," said Alice, his wife. "It's Billy Graham. Let's go. It might be interesting." And still trying to humor her, Jim went along. But shortly after he sat down, he became emotionally disturbed. It seemed to him that Graham was talking directly to him. For Jim's conscience bothered him so badly that it seemed he had been singled out. Graham's text was, "What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul?" Then Graham said, "There's a man here who has heard all this before, who is hardening his heart. With pride, he stiffens his neck, and he is determined to leave without making a decision. But this will be his last chance." His last chance, he thought. Jim thought this was startling. Perhaps he had a premonition. or perhaps he was ready. What did the preacher mean? Graham was giving a call to come forward. He wanted people to take a physical step that symbolized a decision. What was happening, Jim wondered. Why did he feel like crying? Suddenly, he found himself speaking. Let's go, Alice. Dutifully, Alice walked into the aisle, turned as if to go out of the tent. Jim was following her, caught her arm, and turned her around. No, dear, he said. Let's go this way. Years later, after Jim had changed his life completely, he was given a speech in Los Angeles. And then he told of his experiences with the underworld. He told about that day of his decision on which he had been instructed to fly to St. Louis on a wiretapping assignment. I never reached St. Louis, he said. I found the courage to reach my knees instead. And in his speech, Jim told of his blessings and how he had thanked God for them. He asked for forgiveness, had tried to neutralize his wrongdoing, and stressed the application of the golden rule. After the lecture, a lady came up to him and said, Mr. Voss, I think you might like to know something. I was working in the mayor's office at the time that you were supposed to go to St. Louis, and on that day, a teletype was received from the FBI. It said, Mr. Voss, that you were going to meet in St. Louis On the day of the teletype was received from the FBI, it said, Mr. Voss, that you were going to be met in St. Louis by a rival gang and shot dead. So, a recommended formula for getting rid of guilt. Your own last chance may be as dramatic as this or not. But there is a wonderful lesson in the story of Jim Voss, nonetheless. How was Jim able to get rid of his guilt feelings? He did it by following a clear-cut pattern. It is the pattern all of us can follow. First of all, you listen as you hear advice, a lecture, an inspirational sermon that could change your life. Then you count your blessings and thank God for them. Feel sincerely sorry for forgiveness and ask for forgiveness. And when you realize your blessings, it isn't difficult to become sincerely sorry for the wrongs you've done and truly to repent. Then you will have the courage to ask for forgiveness from God. You must take the first step forward. This is important because as a symbol through a physical gesture, like stepping out and moving, that you make the decision of a changed life. And when Jim walked down that aisle, he was making a public announcement that he had become sorry for his past and was now ready to change his life. Also, you must make amends by attending the second step forward, being immediately to right every wrong. And when the most important step of all came, apply the golden rule. This should be easy, for now, when you are tempted to do wrong, that still small voice will whisper to you. And when it does, stop and listen. Count your blessings. Picture yourself in the other fellow's place. And when you make your decision to do what you would want done if you actually were in that position, your life will change. This is Connie Durham, and I hope this little story has touched your heart and may help you find your best direction in life.